income to the plaintiff. So, you know, bottom line is these folks, unless they did this themselves, probably spent more money trying to get this, you know, all of these court proceedings, because this can be, you know, very expensive. We had the trial, the motion, the trial, went up to the appellate division, back to the trial court. So, in any event, I think that's about what we have time for today. So let's take the break for the news, and then we'll be back for the sports guys.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KEDI in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time. Appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Many Anchorage businesses have sent their employees home to deal with their own property. Reports of water damage, water main damage, roads cracked open in many parts of Anchorage. Significant damage to bridge infrastructure in and into and out of Anchorage.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 200 points to close at 25,538. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
At the G20 summit in Argentina, President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president also says,
the USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history. All of our countries will benefit greatly. It is probably the largest trade deal ever made also.
The law enforcement community is mourning the death of a U.S. deputy killed in the line of duty. The marshal was trying to serve a warrant when he was shot and killed. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus says the shooting is under investigation.
The investigation involves a range of federal law enforcement agencies who are all working with the Tucson Police Department.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
8-year-old Asher Jones of Utah was on vacation with his family in the Bahamas when they went on an excursion to swim with nurse sharks, who were allegedly assured to be safe to swim with. Asher ended up getting bitten by a shark. He shares his story on ABC's Good Morning America.
We were in the Bahamas, and one of the stops or to swim with nurse sharks. There was one at my feet, and I jumped over it, and then another one came up behind me and went. At first, I thought it was my dad pretending, and then I was like, nope, my king flesh. Then, absolute panic. And my sister was screaming, I want to get out, I want to get out.
I
want to
get out, I want to get out.
My dad pulled it off, he picked me up, he brought me to the ladder. Like, adults were, like, climbing up the ladder before me, and I was like, really, guys?
Asher and his family, they're doing all right now. What National Geographic said is those fish, for the most part, they are harmless, except when they're eating or when they're defending their own turf. So keep that in mind if you're ever swimming with the sharks that they say are safe and you're in the Bahamas. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Pat Smith, and at this point, I am your only sports guy. I know Bill is on his way, and I don't think John's going to make it today. I guess he doesn't have much of an incentive after what's been happening with the Giants. But in any event, of course, you know, what's happening with my Packers is also pretty sad. However, there have been some really exciting game. So we'll be talking about that, and I'm sure Bill will be talking about some of the hockey. But before we do that, let's talk about the weather here. I'm sure that nobody would want to play a football game. Don't know how the high schools are handling the weather. Of course, they're done now. But it's been, you know, raining, cold. Today they said there was about a 20% chance of showers. I think that it was more than that, more than just a couple of showers, at least where I am. And the high was about 42 degrees. Felt a lot colder because of the damp, cold, wet rain. So what's happening tonight? Down a low of about 28 degrees, so be really careful out there driving. Means that the roads, the wet roads, could freeze. You could get some black ice, especially in areas where you see a fair amount of water on the roads. The back roads can be really treacherous. So by tomorrow, it should be partly sunny in the morning, and then there is a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, about 20%. High of about 43 degrees, so hopefully the rain will hold off. Tomorrow is the annual Holly Trail, which is a great fundraiser for the Stanton Reformed Church and the Hunterdon Medical Center. I think it's for the Brightside Adult Center. Excuse me for not knowing exactly who benefits. I know that they do a tremendous amount of work. This is the 57th year, and honestly, if you've never been at one of the Holly Trail events, you go through a number of houses. Usually, I think there are about six houses. I've done it for a number of years. It is well organized. All the volunteers decorate homes, and the Participants go by bus to the various homes, walk through the homes, see all the decorations, and then go on to the next home. There's also a tea in one of the homes. There will be a tea where they serve tea and cookies. There's a candy house. There's also lunch at the Stanton Reformed Church. And if you don't want to do that, there's hot dogs. Unfortunately, I'm really disappointed because the Stanton General Store is closed, and it was one of the places that I'd often meet a couple people for lunch, even if they weren't going on the tour. But if you don't know anything about it, look into it for next year because it's really fun. I take my granddaughter, who truly enjoys it, and we've been doing this as kind of our thing. We've done it for a few years. Other things that we're looking forward to, hopefully, if you know of anyone who's interested in joining the chamber, we're going to have an open house this next week. It is on Thursday. I believe it starts at 5. I'm not recalling if it's right at 5. But that will be a couple hours. They can come in, see the chamber building, talk to people who are chamber members and how we're benefited by it. So anyone that you know, please, have them think of doing that. But in any event, getting back to the weather we talked about tomorrow, hopefully the partly sunny will stay most of the day for the Holly Trail. By tomorrow night, we can expect 100% chance of rain. And Sunday, there's showers likely. Sunday is actually supposed to be high of about 60 degrees, so that's really a big shift in temperature, about a 20-degree difference between Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, 20% chance of showers Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny, high of about 54 degrees. So, unfortunately, another weekend where we can't expect a lot of good weather. So let's get now to the sports guys. And, of course, I'll let you know as soon as Bill comes in. My Packers, really very disappointing game. They played last week. Now, last week going into the game, and the Packers were playing Minnesota. And the Bears actually are on top of that division. They went in with an 8-3 record. At that point, Minnesota had a 5-4-1 record, and the Packers a 4-5-1. And the first game, Minnesota and Green Bay, they tied that game. So that was a tie game, which means that both of them, were really needing this win, especially the Packers, because if there was a they had the 4-5 record, they needed just to be even with the Minnesota Vikings, needed to win the game. And of course, Chicago has had a great year. They were 8-3. They had won the week before when they played Minnesota. They lost the first game to the Packers. However, in looking at that game, they really played, and I hate to say this, but in some ways I think they played the better game. The first half, there was such a difference between the first and the second half in that game. What happened is we had the first look at, and I have a difficulty pronouncing his first name. I think it's Cahill or Cahill Mack. And can't believe that Gruden let him go because he is a one-man wrecking company, to say the very least. I mean, he is all over. And it was interesting to see him in the first half of the game against the Packers. Because now I'm talking about the Bear game against the Packers, that first game, because he was unbelievable. Trubisky Their rookie quarterback also performed exceptionally well. What happened in the second half, it appeared, at least to me, that Mac was tired. I don't think he had enough conditioning. And Tripolinski made the kinds of mistakes that we often see from rookies. But after that game, the first thing I said was, I don't have really much hope that the Packers will win the second game against the Bears. That the first game, of course, was played at Lambeau. There's always a home field advantage. Their second game, of course, will be played at Soldiers Field in Chicago. And, of course, the other problem this year is the Packers have lost every one of their away games. So, you know, big problem. And this didn't help this last week. The Eagles had won on Sunday. They won over the Giants. So I guess that may be one reason why we don't see John. He is not, doesn't have much, doesn't really have anything to crow about. So what happened is the Packer-Viking game, the kickoff went to Minnesota. It was a three and out. It was fourth and inches, and they took a timeout, meaning the Vikings took a timeout, and then they were going for it. And what happened is, next thing is, there was a flag on this first play because Minnesota had too many men on the field. So at that point, they punted. And so Packers came in, and when they were down the third down and eight to go, there was a pass to Adams. He caught the pass, and he caught the pass inbounds. However, he had stepped out of bounds and then stepped back in when he caught the pass. So the referee caught that immediately, and, you know, as football fans know, the player who steps out of bounds cannot be the first one to touch the ball thereafter. In other words, how am I going to explain this? Well, if in this case Adams stepped out, so when he came back in, if a Viking had touched the ball and then Adams caught it, that would have been okay. But because he was the first person to touch the ball, that was an incomplete pass. So at that point, we went back to Minnesota. Their first attempt was a loss of 10 yards, so they were 2 and 20. By the third down, they still had 14 yards to go, and they threw it behind the receiver. And so Cousins threw behind the receiver, so that was three and out. So the first, neither team looked that great at first, although I have to say, if Adams had not stepped out of bounds, that would have been a great, pass and catch. So now we are back. The Packers, first and 10, second and 10. Jones took it down and made a first down, which is great. There was a pass interference, and that was terrific from a Packers standpoint because it was worth 26 yards. Then new rookie St. Brown took it down for another 5 yards. Got all the way down, so we were second and five. There was three and one, and again, Jones carried the ball, ran over Griffin, which was really interesting to see. And again, on the first and down, Jones took it again, and then it was second and six, and Adams made a touchdown, which was great. The Packers were up 7-0. And, of course, that as a Packer fan, you always want the Packers on the board first. I guess we all want our team on the board first. And, of course, at the end, we want them to have the bigger score. So then Minnesota, and after the kickoff, there was a good run by Cook. And there was they were down, and they only had 1 yard line, 1 yard to go on the second down. And quarterback sneak by Cousins. Really, I don't think the Packers were expecting it. And again, after there was a second, and again, only 1 yard. And, of course, Diggs got that one, and or Murray got that one, I think. And then first and 10, we heard from Diggs. He made 24 yards. Then they got the touchdown. There was a 75-yard drive in only six plays. So they were both on the board. We had a tie score. Now we had some problems. Price was out, and he was hurt. Cobb was out of the game. Allison was out. Packers had a number of rookies in the game. I think at one point there might have been 12. I counted at least 7 rookies, and the Minnesota Vikings were able to take advantage of that. But anyway, St. Brown made another, first and 10. He made another first down. Then Kendrick made another 8 yards. St. Brown had an excellent catch. I mean, it was just on that one, Rodgers was on the run. That was just a really neat catch to see. Then, of course, we're back to Jones, Adams, another Jones. Jones has really done very, very, he's really been the highlight to watch him play this season. So we got the second touchdown, so that was back to the Packers 14, Vikings 7. And again, kickoff to the Vikings. Again, there was a first and 10 from the 25-yard line to Rudolph. He made 18 yards. Then Cook ran. There was a high pass. But then there was Treadwell dropped after another first down. There was a Diggs made it to the 30-yard line, and then there was a wide-open touchdown to Diggs. I mean, it was just not fun from a Packer fan to see that. So they were tied again. By the way, when Price went out, he was x-rayed and, did not come back in the game. At least I don't recall him coming back. So, again, then there was, the Packers, there looked like they were going to go right down the field, but Rodgers was sacked on 3rd and 5, and they just didn't make it. Vikings came back and... Rudolph made a couple first downs, and Thielen came in at that point, or was in at that point, also started to look good. And, there was, at that point, back and forth, there were throwaways, and there was no foul at one point against the Vikings, there should have been, but in any event, we had flags. It started to not look great. And when Rodgers tried to draw the Vikings off sides, didn't work. They had to punt. And what happened is Cousins actually was running through tackles. Did not make it look good. They were about 2 minutes before the end of the first half. There was a bad call. Definitely the ball hit the ground and, you know, should have been called. Was not, because at that point it was second down and 11 yards. Then they had, by their third down, they had third and five because that wasn't called. False start, you know, then there was a third and 10. There was a 10-yard penalty, so they're down one at first down with 20 yards. And again, with 3 seconds, they had a 51-yard was flag against the Vikings, and so they was a 56-yard field goal attempt, and there was no good. So that, you know, made, you know, was hoping that the Packers would come back in the second half. Needless to say, they didn't. The Packers, you know, just the offense, defense, Bakhtiari, I never pronounced that name very well, Bakhtiari, who's the left tackle, was out. That's a huge loss for the Packers. We had Rodgers had to dump off under pressure. There was a delay of game. Rodgers was sacked by Hunter. And, you know, there was run back flags, illegal formation on the kicking team, meaning the Packers. Just they did not look good. I mean, at one point, Cousins was finally sacked, but he took much too much time. You know, it should never. He should have been sacked much sooner than that. So, probably enough about the Packers. For those of you who are not interested in the Packers, I mean, I hope Bill will be here shortly, and we'll talk about that Cowboys-Saints game, which was truly amazing. And, of course, the Kansas City game was also really a fun game to watch this past week. And, you know, I guess there's some things happening in hockey and around the league. So hopefully Bill will be here shortly. But in the meantime, I think I'll just play some of our spots from sponsors. And so when Bill gets here, we can just go ahead and finish the rest of the we have about a half an hour. And when he gets here, we'll finish up because we'll have played all the spots.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Boy, Randy does have, you know, some very interesting jewelry, and I'm still trying to get him to find a certain gold necklace for me, but then I wouldn't be able to afford it if he did. But stop in and see him. It's also his store is in a very interesting old, one of the older, probably one of the oldest now, on Main Street. So, Randy is a longtime member of the chamber and, you know, really a good guy to know.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KEDI in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time. Appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Many Anchorage businesses have sent their employees home to deal with their own property. Reports of water damage, water main damage, roads cracked open in many parts of Anchorage, significant damage to bridge infrastructure in and into and out of Anchorage.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 200 points to close at 25,538. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, we're back with the sports guy, Pat Smits. Bill still has not managed to get here. He did say he was going to be late. And, of course, people that know me know that my focus is always on the Green Bay Packers. Although we do watch other games, I don't know any. The Cowboy fans have to be elated after what happened at the game yesterday. I don't think anyone expected the Cowboys to beat the Saints. They did, and they also, it was such a low-scoring game, it was really amazing. But I did talk with a diehard Cowboy fan, and of course, it was not a fun game for either side to watch. I mean, it was, you know, there were some misplays, and, you know, just they didn't think that the Cowboys would be able to pull it out, but they did. And so much for them. And, you know, with the Giants again losing last week, you know, that's an interesting division now because the Cowboys do have an opportunity. It looked at the beginning of the season as if it was going to be all Redskins, no longer the case. But there's certainly, and nobody, I think, would have expected that Drew Brees would lose that game. And it was very interesting because the Cowboys got right down where they could have made yet another touchdown, but they didn't. They were able to run out the clock, and there was a interception that really kind of put the final nails in the coffin, so to speak. But the Cowboy fans are elated because this really does mean that they're not out of it. And, of course, you know, there'd have to be minor miracles, more than minor miracles, major miracles for the Packers to even get into the playoffs this year. Which brings up, you know, discussions about the coach, Mike McCarthy. He, you know, I think the Packers lost a game because he didn't challenge something that clearly was out 2 weeks ago. Clearly the ball was not caught, didn't challenge, wanted to save his last time out. But, you know, big mistake. And they've, you know, also, I think they could have won the game against the Patriots. But, you know, the real issue here is how could a team that has what I consider the best quarterback in football today have such an abysmal record? Well, of course, you have to have people around that quarterback with whether it was 7 or 12 rookies on the field, you know, that just is, you know, too much against some of the really experienced players on the other teams. So one of the things and rumblings that we're hearing, I mean, frankly, I've never really liked McCarthy. You know, he just never measured up in my view, comparing him to Holmgren and, of course, the great Vince Lombardi. But in any event, some people are saying that, you know, the fact that Rodgers got such a new four-year extension, you know, that is created a problem with the cap. I don't think so. It is true that Rodgers and the Packers agreed on a four-year extension that will make him highest paid player in NFL history, and will also keep him under contract until he is 40 years old. Now, I'm not sure. I guess they just wanted to make sure that there's no question that, you know, Jones, well, I should say the network broke the story about the contract agreement. Now, this is going back in August. And then what this means is that the deal is worth a yearly average of $33.5 million in new money plus incentives. So the Packers did announce that. Everybody's known it. I think they still have money in the cap. Some people are complaining that that's the reason why they had to get rid of some people or let some people go. I think that Clinton Dix was a surprise that he wasn't signed. I've often thought that the Packers will let someone go, you know, a year or two early, and especially if there was someone who worked well with Rodgers, and we all know who that was last year. But in any event, the Rodgers and the Packers agreed on that four-year extension, which was worth $134 million, with a maximum potential of $180 million. So the deal includes a $103 million guarantee and $67 million before the end of the calendar year. So they were taking a big chunk, obviously. So that yearly average of $33.5 million vaulted Rodgers over the $30 million mark. And that was Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan received, that's how much he received on a five-year $150 million extension that he signed earlier this year. At that point, making him the highest paid player in the league. So Ryan's deal, I mean, we keep jumping up all the time, but his deal eclipsed the $28 million per year that Minnesota gave quarterback Kirk Cousins. And that was a free agent deal agreed to in March. So Kirk Cousins, you know, just think, Kirk Cousins and Rodgers, when they were playing this game, between them, they were guaranteed $60 million, which for the year. And so I don't know, I didn't break it down as to how much it was for, you know, per minute of that game. It would be interesting. Somebody out there, I'm sure, has figured out how many, you know, how much money they receive per minute of their plane. And, of course, you can't even figure that they're playing, because the entire game may be a 60-minute game, but they're not on the field the entire 60 minutes. So I'm sure that there's somebody out there that has figured out just how much they've received per minute for the time they're on the field this year. So that Kirk Cousins, of course, had that free agent deal, and $84 million of that contract was guaranteed. So Cousins has a $84 million guarantee, where Rodgers has a $103 million guarantee. Now, Aaron had 2 years left on a five-year, $110 million extension he signed in April 2013. So, as I said, the new agreement extends that through the 2023 season, and Rodgers will turn 40 on December 2nd, 2023. And actually, he's indicated that he would like to continue playing at least until he is 40. And I guess that will depend on injuries. Of course, this year we thought he'd be out for the whole season based on what happened in that first Bears game. So what the Packers are going to have to do, and this was no secret, they were going to have to dig into their reserve fund to deliver the signing bonus and other guaranteed money that, you know, most of the profit the Packers have made in a year is $72.8 million in the 2016-2017 year. But that was when they received $27 million in relocation fees from the NFL. I'm not sure what they mean by relocation fees, but in any event, that was a big chunk of that $72 million was something they received from the NFL. So this past year, prior to this year, they had a $38.6 million in net profit. So that would cover the entirety of these new contracts. And they must, one of the things that people sometimes are not aware of is that a team must put all guaranteed money not included in the signing bonus in an escrow account. And it's very likely that they will have to draw from the reserve fund, which has been at least reported. And this is what's so amazing. The Packers have reportedly have a $380 million reserve fund. And so if Rodgers does have $100 million in guarantees, you know, we knew that it would not break the bank. So that's why it's surprising to me that they didn't, you know, go out and get some more proven talent. But in any event, from a salary cap standpoint, the structure of the deal will matter greatly. And that's what we have to look at. And in fact, it did matter greatly. But they were $11 million under the cap prior to the Rodgers deal. So the $57.5 million signing bonus can be prorated, of course, over the six remaining years. So that means that a little more than $9.5 million will be part of every year of the deal. So the teams have to look carefully at these salary caps. On the other hand, I'm sure that John Gruden is not happy that he allowed Mac to get away. So, as I said, a salary cap number before, that goes back to some other things that we were talking about earlier. Apparently, Rodgers' base salary dropped to $15 million this year. His new cap number would be $24.58 million, an increase of $4 million. And that would leave the Packers with a cap, or that left the Packers if that's accurate, and left the cap, the Packers with a $7 million worth of cap room to play with this year or to carry over until next year. So at what the players are being paid, that's not all that much. If they had dropped Rodgers' base to $10 million, they would have had about $12 million worth of cap room left this year. So you often wonder how and why they negotiate certain things in a certain way. But prior to the new deal, 8 NFL quarterbacks ranked higher in average salary than Rodgers. So that was interesting. Prior to that, that's 8 NFL quarterbacks, if they were being paid more than Rodgers, certainly doesn't seem right. Only 2, however, Drew Brees and Joe Flacco, had won a Super Bowl. And, of course, Rodgers also won a Super Bowl. Remember it well, in 2010. And he also had won, of course, an MVP award. And actually, Rodgers won 2. Neither of the other quarterbacks had won one. So the ongoing saga of Rodgers' contract, takes on another twist, because in early June, when the NFL Network reported that Rodgers would like some sort of out clause in an extension that would allow him to renegotiate a new deal should he again be surpassed as the NFL's highest paid player. So I think Rodgers wants to stay in Green Bay, but he also wants to be the highest paid player. I'm just trying to see what else we might say about that deal. Well, of course, we know that Rodgers missed 7 games last year after suffering that broken right collarbone in week 6. And, of course, that was a loss at Minnesota. And he returned at the end of the season for 1 game, but that was also a loss. And, looks like, we would have I don't know if we can expect more from Rodgers without putting, more of a team around him. And, the injuries, are devastating. The Packers are not the only team that's had many injuries. Philadelphia is faced with a number of injuries. Other teams are. But unfortunately, it's a real letdown when you can't be hoping at this time in the season that your team will at least get in the playoffs. But I think that it's pretty much the end of the line for the Packers. I guess the Giants may be just looking to see if they can, get a high draft pick at this point. Packers do have to play the Jets. That is the 23rd of December. So it'll be interesting to see if the Jets fill that stadium, see if they fill MetLife Stadium. Maybe not, because that could be, if it's a cold or raining day, 2 days before Christmas, I think a lot of people might just say, well, we'll sit and watch it on television. And it looks now as if it's going to be a meaningless game, unless barring some miracle, it'll be a meaningless game for both teams. I guess the most exciting game this weekend will be the Patriots and Minnesota. Frankly, it's very difficult for me to root for the Patriots, but this time around, I really am going to be rooting for the Patriots rather than Minnesota. Minnesota, however, really could take this game. Cousins was playing well. They, you know, always Diggs is a threat, obviously. Thielen is a threat. So Cousins, if he's on his game, I think, you know, you can't rule him out. As I recall, he had a quarterback rating of over 100 this last week. So that he's, you know, elusive. He's, you know, as I said, he made that quarterback sneak. So, you know, he, you know, if they give him enough time, he's, you know, really going to be able to do something. Now, as I said, the big, I'm going to be looking at Diggs, also looking at Thielen, and, you know, a couple other people from their team. And, of course, you know, Brady always seems to pull it out, but he hasn't every time this year. So it'll be interesting to see the matchups between, you know, someone like Gronkowski, and also, you know, Diggs. He just, you know, he just runs through them. And, you know, obviously Cousins, you know, he can run the ball if necessary. And, you know, he can also, that quarterback sneak looked great. And so that's, frankly, about the end of our program. And I'm going to play the news, and then we'll go to the automatic rewind. And I'm on my way to the Crime Stoppers event tonight. Hope many of you are going to join. That is at Grape Finale fundraising event. And, you know, Crime Stoppers is a great organization. So, bye until next week. Well, that's the news for the sports guys.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at the G7, after months of negotiations, President Trump joined the leaders of Mexico and Canada to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
We're gathered together this afternoon for a very historic occasion, the signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Alaska is dealing with the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that rocked much of the region. The quake struck just north of Anchorage at 8:30 a.m. local time. Steve Strait is the owner of KEDI Radio, which is also a USA Radio News affiliate. He says the aftershocks continued for quite a long time.
40 seconds later, there was another earthquake almost as big. For the next 90 minutes, there was just earthquake after earthquake of aftershock.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker did issue a disaster declaration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6... 6-